Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on really learning how to pray. But to do that, we need to learn how to love silence. For Mother Teresa said, "In the silence of the heart, God speaks." So in this episode, there will just be 30 minutes of silence. Just kidding. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. In 1984, the German filmmaker Philipp Gröning contacted a group of Carthusian monks at the Chartreuse Monastery in the French Alps. Gröning wanted to make a documentary about the lives of these monks who live in total silence, high up in the mountains, apart from the rest of civilization. The monks asked for some time to think it over. They took 16 years. Then they responded to the filmmaker and said, "We're willing, if you're still interested." So, in 2005, more than 20 years after the director's initial request, the movie was released. It was called Into Great Silence. The movie follows the monks through 1 year of their life. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes of silence. After the first 5 minutes, I wanted to run out of the theater screaming, but I was trapped in the middle of a row. So I waited and I endured. And then something magical happened. I was completely captivated. And so was the entire theater full of people. And when it ended, no one wanted to leave. And no one wanted to speak. And we actually all left in silence. How can this be? Usually we get bored with silence. What happened? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. I was really surprised by the movie because, quite honestly, I expected to be bored. But to understand what happened in 2 hours and 45 minutes of silence, we need to understand what boredom really is. Boredom, of course, is the displeasure we experience when we're confronted with something we're not interested in. But there's two reasons why we're not interested in something. There are two kinds of things that make us bored. The first is when some subject matter is too remedial for us, when it's beneath our level of intellectual competency. So like when parents have to read Go Dog Go or Green Eggs and Ham a million times. Then we're allowed to get bored because that book is below our reading level to begin with. And it just gets more painful with every rereading. And now I have to do it as a grandparent. But we also get bored when something is too advanced for us, when it's above our competency level. The same person who yawns at Green Eggs and Ham would probably yawn at nuclear physics. Not because the subject is too low for them, but precisely because it's too high and too deep for their comprehension. And that's why we worldly people find silence boring. Not because it offers us superficial, easy subject matter, but because it offers us the supremely lofty and profound truths. And boredom is our attempt to flee from the challenge. Because in silence, we meet God and our real selves. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Silence is the place for considering the highest of all truths, the truth about God. And it's where we listen for the still, small voice that Elijah heard on the mountain. It's where we try to understand the God who hides himself, the God who is purely spiritual and can only be found by raising the mind beyond what can be seen and what can be heard. And silence is the place for considering the most profound of all truths, the truth about ourselves. Only in silence can we really examine our conscience, find the hidden motives that govern our lives, and look for strategies to free ourselves from those secret, cruel, and unworthy desires and addictions that have become our masters without us even knowing it. So the only two things ultimately worth knowing, the truth about God and the truth about ourselves, these two realities can only be known in silence. But it's really advanced subject matter, and we can only enter into that truth if we continuously resist the boredom that wants us to escape from these most profound things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The boredom we experience in the midst of silence has a very technical theological name. It's called sloth. That's right, the deadly sin of sloth. And it means a disinterest and a displeasure with spiritual and interior things. Though it's translated as sloth, it's not laziness, not the way we typically think about it. On the contrary, it's hyperactivity. Hyperactivity of a mind trying to escape from deep and lofty things, back toward familiar and distracting things. It's the host of distractions that assaults us whenever we try to pray or really reflect, pulling us back toward the familiar and mundane. Images, stories, politics, projects, and practical anxieties. So boredom isn't so much a weariness or a fatigue. It's actually a powerful pull, a scramble to get you away from the foreign depths of silence. Which means, if you want to live a truly spiritual Christian and self-reflective life, you're going to have to fight back. You're going to have to resist boredom and enter deeply into silence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The movie about the Carthusian monks was called Into the Great Silence, but it might just as easily have been called Into the Silence of Greatness, because only in silence do we draw closer to the greatness of God. Only in silence do we draw closer to the greatness of our soul. So, what's our resolution from this meditation? Well, obviously, it should be that we need to enter into silence. But for most of us, there's probably never a moment in our day where it's silent. So we need to start practicing. I think the best way to do this is to pick a specific time of the day, either the first 30 minutes after you get up or the last 30 minutes of your day, and just be in silence. And by silence, I mean you're not looking at your phone. There's no notifications. There's not background music, not a TV in the background. Just silence. And then also, when you're performing tasks during the day that require really no real focus, like prepping a meal or doing dishes or doing the laundry or in the shower, take that as a greater chance also for silence. And you will quickly be captivated by the power, the beauty of silence. Now, don't worry. You'll feel the way I did the first 5 minutes of that movie. You'll want to tear your hair out and run away screaming. That's fine. That's normal. Just work on it, and you will be captivated by silence. But you got to practice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you about this meditation on silence? Because I think most people have, unless they're asleep, they have zero silence.
I don't even think I have silence. I think, especially that last challenge, that resolution, made me think maybe we don't even need people to start, or not even need to, but maybe we can't ask people to start dedicating 30 minutes to meditation before we can ask them to even spend time in silence. I think it's a good first step towards it, is what I mean, because there's something when you don't even know how to sit in silence, you don't know how to focus your mind towards God, and then you spend your entire meditation just beating yourself up. Let's just start there. Let's just start with the silence, kind of like a warm-up to meditation. Because I think if you can't sit in silence, then you can't meditate. But also, if you can't sit in silence and start focusing your thoughts and not with all the distraction, I don't think we can have relationship with other people. Because looking back on my own experiences, if I don't spend my free time well, and if I don't have silence in my life, then I also can't be present to the people around me. They're just a different kind of noise in the background.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you definitely have a good point. I certainly would not suggest to somebody. And I think we need to turn this into its own meditation, but we want, Our Lady has asked everyone to pray the rosary. She wants the rosary to be a meditation. That's mm-hmm. what we try to do. But we don't want people to stop there.
Yeah.
We want everyone to go further and to spend time in silent prayer. But what do we mean by silent prayer? We really mean to be in silence without mm-hmm. distractions, and then to take something from the Word of God, from Scripture, from the saints, from the church, and then to do the same thing, to meditate, to mm-hmm. read it, think about it, apply it to your life, come up with a resolution, and practice that in silence.
Yeah.
We call that Lectio Divina.
Mm-hmm.
Practice Lectio Divina in silence and make a habit out of that. So what I do, I spend the first hour of every day doing that. And then later in the day, you and I record a couple of rosaries. I usually pray the rosary with your mother, and I go to Mass. So I have a combination of the rosary, but I also have silence. So I wouldn't advise people to just sit cold.
Yeah, I think I also should clarify on my previous idea or thought that I don't believe in the idea of meditation that's just empty your mind. But I just mean, I think people try to jump straight from noise, 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 sudden silence, going stir crazy.
But that's why you need input instead of sound. You still need input, and that comes from the Word of God.
Yeah.
But there will come a point, if you commit to this silent prayer, there will come a point, and John of the Cross is very clear about this, where you lose the desire to read and think, and you just want to sit in what John calls idleness and unconcern, where you're just really swimming in the silence. But a way to get ready for that is remove the noise from your life that's regularly in the background.
Including distractions as noise.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you put your phone on silent, you're still reading all the notifications.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's not silence. We are in a particularly difficult age in the world.
Mm-hmm. We're more in control of that noise than we realize.
But we're addicted.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel like we're not.
Yeah.
It's a particularly challenging time that calls for great effort. But that's really our mission, is to help people encounter God in this deeper prayer. Good conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.